And we're back. Mallory midway casting the mansion.
Uh-huh.
White scaled fist out of nowhere.
Yep.
Dex Yor is now on his ass sitting down looking up at a hulking white dragonborn.
Would we know that this is Rogar?
I would say you would. This is the final piece of the puzzle. Yeah, this must be Rogar.
We would have figured that out, I think, yeah.
And you were just sitting there. All right. That one was free, because I know in your mind I deserved it. And he just starts sitting back up. The fuck are all you looking at?
I have a letter for you.
Wow.
Everyone has frozen when they've looked at you, Malady. None more so than him. He is just like, he can't believe what he's looking at.
Who the hell are you?
I am your best friend's niece.
No words. He doesn't know what to say.
Can you come sit with me inside my mansion? Or your aunt's mansion, really?
I don't know. That's something I'm in the mood for right now.
But I have something for you.
What do you have for me?
And you see Malady opens up Pox's spellbook and pulls the letter for Rogar that she found. So when Vin said that I found the letter, I wrote a letter. So this is Rogar reading it from Pox.
So would Rogar share it?
Ooh.
Sorry, Tom. I knew I was going to get tears out of you. I'm sorry.
Well, he doesn't really know the plan yet.
No, he doesn't.
So...
I'll just, like, see that his reaction is poor, and I'll...
Yeah.
I'll just look at him and say, like, I don't know what it says. I never read it.
Yeah, I guess so. Rogar would hand Malady the letter.
Okay.
Because in his mind, it would explain what happened to her aunt.
Okay. So, Malady, he's handing you the letter back so Malady can read it.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I know Victoria knows what it says. Victoria wrote it.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, she'd...
Malady will read this now.
Be completely stunned.
I'm going to take it and I'm going to fold it up.
Okay.
I'm going to cast the mansion and I'm going to say, let's go inside.
Can the DM read it?
The DM's not read it?
The DM never read it? I didn't read it.
What? Yeah.
I didn't read it.
You didn't read it?
No. Man? Okay. I didn't read it.
So. Oh, boy.
You handed it to me and you said, this is for Rogar. I wanted to make sure Tom was the first one to read it.
Oh.
So the DM has read it.
Damn. Do you want to read it aloud?
Okay, technically this should be read in Pox's voice, but,
Do you want me to read
it? No, I know you don't. I know that's out of your comfort zone.
It is. So even though I read it, even though I wrote it, it's not comfortable.
My dearest Rogar, in the midst of these ever more dangerous battles, I find myself reflecting on the profound friendship we forged. I've seen our comrades fall, and the thought of losing you weighs heavily on my heart. Though I lack the gift of traditional healing... I've practiced harnessing my necromantic powers to create a spell for transferring life, allowing me to give my life to someone I hold dear. That someone is you, my courageous protector. You, my friend, are the true hero this world needs. Your strength and unwavering... It's the font. You spelled it right. It's the font. Your strength and unwavering spirit shine like a beacon in these dark times. Sacrificing myself to grant you the chance to defeat this darkness is a choice I make willingly, even if it costs me my own life. I know you have tried to stop me, so I ask for your forgiveness in advance of my actions. I know you would have tried to stop me, so I ask for your forgiveness in advance of my actions. I hope you never find this letter. I hope it falls from my book before you ever see it. But if you do, dear friend, please don't be angry with me. With enduring friendship, Pox Little. He's handed it to Malady. So
I don't know how Malady would take it. I think she would just be like, well, that makes sense. She planned it. She planned. And I think she'll say it to you guys, and I'll say it out loud. She planned it. She planned to sacrifice herself to keep people on the battlefield.
How does Yor take that?
Yor looks like he's also been gut punched, in addition to the actual punch he took. He is not saying much. He's just sort of like pacing, head scratching.
Can I explain something real quick? because I want you guys to know this isn't something new. When we were gaming and we knew we were going to face the next session we were going to be playing, Tom and I, our characters, had a great friendship, right? We protected each other. Mm-hmm. And I knew, what would Pox do? And I prepared the spell Life Transference specifically to keep him on the battlefield. So when he said a letter fell, I was like, it would be a letter to Rogar explaining what happened. Because I did prepare that spell specifically to keep Rogar up there. Yeah.
This is a storyline that goes back 10 years.
This is literally Victoria planned this as Pox years ago. So I was like, Tom should know that. Tom should know that I did that because it was true. Pox did plan it. She did plan it.
Yep.
Damn.
That's deep.
How's that for a fucking 10-year payoff?
That's deep. Yes. Good job. Good job.
Talk about the long game.
But your healed her in our timeline. Yes. Your healed her and spoiled the plan. I was like, damn it, he raised me. Like, I remember being pissed.
He would have.
He would have. Just in this world, this is a world where Yor didn't get there in time.
And Rogar would probably tell Yor that he owes an apology.
Okay.
But I guess that's the end of my input then.
Okay. No, I don't.
Back to NPC land.
Oh, no. And these were you. It's, and for you too, Evan, with Brasslands, like, these were your characters. Like, if you think I'm doing something that the character wouldn't do, tell me.
Brasslands is perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was perfect introduction to Rogar, just like straight up decking Yor. Just, you know, he's impulsive. That was his thing. Just yep, this is what we're going to do.
So this is a good idea.
She opens up the mansion.
She finishes casting the mansion.
I'm going to finish casting the mansion. I'm going to say, guys, let's sit down with all of this information. I think it's going to take a moment.
I'm sorry.
You see Brasslands running over. And then he was like, and he sort of slows down when he realizes it's not a fight anymore. He was like running over to help break up a fight that isn't happening. So he just sort of like does the, everything okay?
Everything's diffused.
All right. As you were.
As you were.
As you were.
I would go to Rogar's Orchestrion and be like, I think it is best that old friends share a meal and a drink to heal old wounds. And I'll even roll persuasion for that, if you want me to.
Who are you saying that to?
Rogar.
All right. Who the fuck is this?
He kind of is the musician of our group.
He's our unofficial spokesman.
Unofficial spokesman.
He's a bard. He's a very talented, amazing bard.
Yeah. Hi, Rogar.
Zarkon.
Just wait. At your service. See what he does.
All right.
I'm Ashley.
How you doing, Ashley? All right. Get up, you. And he sort of hooks with your... All right, old friend. Shall we? And he gestures to the mansion.
Okay.
As they enter the mansion, Victoria?
So you guys know what the mansion is, right? You guys have maybe
heard of it. Yeah, it's like Doctor Who stuff.
So it's like you walk in, very Doctor Who stuff. So you walk in, and it's like you can design it however you want. There's like little invisible servants that go around. It can feed people, whatever. So in my mind, this is Pox's mansion. She is her spell. So I think in Malady's mind, she wanted to see what the mansion looked like, so she casted it as kind of like leaving it kind of like that. That's my vision. So my vision is, as Pox, she'd have it as this like very Victorian looking mansion, and all of the servants would be zombies. Like, very gothic-looking, drapes everywhere.
Pox was a little dark.
And Pox she was very dark and kind of evil. And she would have zombies as the invisible servants that walk around and feed you. I'm sorry, Pox would do it. And Yor is used to it.
Yep.
Yor and Rogar have been in this house before, and they go, yep.
Yor leans over to you, Zarkon, he's like, you get used to it.
Uncomfortable cleric noises.
No ghost, right? There's no ghosts in here, right?
No ghosts.
Well, this is...
something.
Malady's also like, what the fuck? Like, she's also like, this is creepy. But Pox is silently going,
I love the little PTSD element you've added to orchestra. And you enter the mansion with old friends, and they sort of sit a little ways away from you. If you four congregate, they're kind of going to be at the end of the table. And we'll just say they're putting the pieces together, back together, and trying to just figure out where they go from here.
Mm. I'd like to say they were probably like in a parlor type area, and I want to just like take the letter and like put it on the table between the four of us. I think we have our mission. I think we need to know. I think we know now where and when to go. We know what we need to do. I think the simple fact of getting Pox on her feet and us being there to back up the party will be enough to set this timeline right.
No complaints from me.
Agreed.
So now we need to make a list of all of the things that we need to acquire before we do so. Rogar being here will help. He doesn't know the plan yet.
Brasslands has the actual items.
Yeah. What else would we need? The location? The items?
A whole army to get us into the middle of the city.
With that, I assume you guys aren't whispering, right? Because
no.
You're in a secret space.
We're talking.
You're saying items can help?
And people. The assistance of a living person who was there at the time and place that you are trying to view. Holding an object from the place and the time that you are trying to view. Casting it higher than I'm capable of casting it.
You guys discuss the whole plan?
Let's say sure.
Yeah.
I just want to know if you've clued Rogar in on what's going on.
I would say at this point, while we're like eating and drinking, I would have a notebook out trying to make notes of like, okay, so if we got that and we got that, like we would be like hammering out the details of the plan.
Then as you're talking and eating, he's talking to Yor, but he'll, every now and then, he's just sort of like this, and he's more and more starting to pay attention to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, hour and a half, however long the conversation takes, is when he'll lean over. You're looking for items and that whole, and people and all that. If I remember correctly, when your aunt would cast this, I can come in and out, right? Like, if I leave, I can come back in?
Yeah. And you can bring anybody else in who's hungry or wants, like, a warm place. There's fires in all the fireplaces. Let them know about zombies.
I'll be right back. And Rogar leaves. All right. Well, you and I have some work to do tonight.
Why?
Don't we have to figure the rest of this spell out?
Yeah, we're making a list. Checking it twice. It's gonna be great. Right.
Just saying.
Orchestrion will do a song of short rest.
Okay.
I am exhausted. I have had a battle with a ship of bones and a battle with an ancient dragon. I have lost dear, dear people to me. You're lucky I'm not in the corner sobbing like a little baby.
There'd be nothing wrong with it if you did.
I would like to sleep a full night's sleep in a dusty Victorian mansion.
All right. Let's need to bite my head off.
I'm making a list, and then I'm going to go collapse. A song, it doesn't have to be a short rest, but a song would be very nice. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
After several minutes, however the door opens, I don't know how you would flavor
it. I imagine it's like a heavy drapes that you can like push your way in.
Okay.
Magically, it works the same, but I imagine it's like heavy drapes that would like be closing the entrance. Mm-hmm.
Then the drapes open and Rogar walks back in. But he's not wearing that very rough-shod cloak and hood anymore. He's now wearing a pelt. And he is carrying scale mail armor. And you can see under his arm probably the biggest greatsword you've ever seen. And he just throws them both up on the table. Well, he looks at Yor. What do you say? Got one battle left in you? I thought you'd never ask. I haven't picked this shit up in 30 years.
I'm gonna look at my list and I'm gonna slowly scratch off something from Yor and something from Rogar. Something borrowed and something blue.
Well, whatever you're planning, I'm in.
I'm fixing to take a nap right now.
You guys don't mind. I'm not going to sleep around the zombies.
I don't think they will hurt you.
That's all right. I've never been a huge fan of them. I let your aunt get away with it because it was her, but...
I think next time I use the mansion, if there is a next time, I'll try to change the aesthetic.
You said anybody could come in?
Yeah.
All right, you're... That kid who's been asking for you, he's got him and a couple of friends want to come in.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to put Derek in charge of filtering people in and out to bring food. I'm going to explain to him 100 people at a time and that he is the doorman and he is in charge of keeping people moving.
You have cheered him up a bit that you've given him a job.
And then I'm going to say, come here. I'm going to have him bend over to me and I'm going to give him a kiss on the cheek.
No.
Aww. I'm going to say, I am so glad you're here.
Thanks. Me too.
You have done so much more than you ever think you could have.
Okay. Thank you.
And I'm going to look at my buddies. I'm going to bed. And I'm going to walk upstairs and try to find a room. And I'm going to just... I'm imagining like Harry Potter drapes on a bed. And I'm going to try to close the drapes on the four-poster bed.
I think that's a very good idea.
Okay.
I'm going to go find room and... pass out.
Okay.
I'll just find a couch. A little couch by a fire.
Okay.
Prop myself up. Probably fall asleep holding a lyre.
Okay.
My mind is going a mile a minute, so I'm going to need to find a place to be alone. So I will go and find a room to go to bed as well.
Okay.
As I think about things.
Okay.
There's a few more rooms if anybody else wants them.
Okay. Derek is in charge, and he makes sure that 5, 6, himself makes 7. He ensures that another 93 people get fed.
Can they bring food out?
I don't remember. I'd have to look at the spell.
Okay. As you all settle in, and sleep takes you and you settle in for your long rest, you each begin, in your dreams, a scene plays out before you. You're standing with your compatriots. So, Orchestrion, you see Malady, Zarkon, Ashley, Malady, you see the three of them, and so on and so on. And you can almost sense that the other three people consciously are here with you. There's a sense of connection in this dream way, in this dream sequence, vision, whatever you want to call it. And before you, you see a field littered with bodies, Kespa included. Crystal Dragonborn. You see your family, Ashley. You see Pox. You see Derek. You see Pandora, Olenna. And walking amongst this field of bodies, you see an endless sea of undead.
Can I reach over and grab Orchestron's hand?
Okay.
Does it work?
Yeah, you physically feel it. Even though you also kind of sense you're not actually here. It's very, very lucid, dreamy, what's going on. And appearing before you, not physically there, almost as if you're looking at it through a film projector, like on a screen, you see a gargantuan draconic head. One half of it red, the other half black and skeletal. And it's looking straight ahead, but each of you have the sense that it's making eye contact with you. Its mouth opens and it says to you,
"I'll kill you all. And then I will feast on your flesh. I'm every nightmare you have ever had. I am your worst nightmare come true. You cannot stop me, for I am eternal."
And you just see this horde of undead that just appears to go on forever, marching towards you.
I want to look up at him, and I'm going to say, "For now."
Forever.
I could drop my pants, take a shit, and fling it at this face, I would. I've never wanted to do that in my life.
Take a good look around you. You'll join their ranks soon enough.
That might be true, but we're gonna go out with you. You'll come with us when we go.
And he laughs. A cacophonous laugh that echoes among this endless plain. A night passes and you all wake. Your psychological effects will be up to you, how you all process that, but I will say you take no physical effects. You all get the benefits of a long rest.
Thank you.
No exhaustion is suffered. You actually do get a night's sleep. And you have a fresh morning in front of you. What do you wish to do with it?
Man, I had this crazy dream last night.
Bunch of zombies? Bunch of zombies?
Yeah.
Dragon skull? Yep. Death skull? Evil person? We were all there?
Yeah.
Wait, you were there? Like, you were actually there?
You grabbed my hand?
Yeah?
Yeah.
And gave the Draco, like, quite a tongue lashing.
I did?
Yeah.
You don't remember that?
I remember that, but I didn't know you guys would remember that. I didn't grab your hand for any specific reason or anything.
I'm just glad I have my pants on.
In my version, you didn't have your pants on.
No one wore Kestrion.
Kestrion's in class in his underwear.
Sorry. I said in my version, you didn't have your pants on.
Oh, woo.
There it is.
I would say... So what does that mean? That means he knows us? He could target us? Or did everybody have that dream? You think it's just the four of us?
He's mocking us. He's taunting us.
He's scared of us.
One way of showing fear.
So is us being near the refugees, is this a problem? Or is just our presence being close to them, is it going to just mark them for death more than they already are marked?
That's a good question.
If he can get to us in our dreams, it's not going to really matter who's with us or not.
You know what I think? I agree with you, but I think the only reason he came to us in our dreams is because he doesn't know where the fuck we are. If he could come and spit at our face in real life and kill us, he would. But he can't. So he has to come in our dreams.
That is very true.
Yes, DM, and your stupid smirky face. I can see your eyes. I am married to you. I know your stupid smirky eyes.
I'm just enjoying my players. I'm enjoying my players playing right now.
Well... He's scared of us. That's why he thinks he needs to threaten us.
I'm not scared. I have a fire, and it's never going to go out. That's it.
There we go.
I'm not scared anymore.
What the hell else could he take from us? Our lives? They're gone already. Sorry. Is that too dark for you guys? Do you think that
there's... It's kind of a reoccurring theme with you.
Sorry. I think that's true. I think
it's time to get your and you guys have homework to do.
Yeah.
Is he around?
Yor? Yeah. He slept in the mansion.
Okay.
So he's also... I always made him an early riser.
Oh, yeah.
So he'll be having breakfast as you're all waking up.
I go to him and I noodles the dream sequence.
Well, honestly, I'm not all that surprised.
Did he ever do that to you guys? When you were getting close?
I know Rogar had a dream or two. I remember him talking to us about it. I don't remember a collective one, though.
Well, breakfast?
Breakfast.
Breakfast.
Zombies are walking around with pastries and muffins. Oh.
I'm going to say that I told all the zombies to clean everything, and that all the fires are lit, and all the beds are turned down, and all the food is, like...
Fresh.
Warm. Like, warm food. Maybe some spices... Like soups and roasts and stuff like that.
Okay.
Mm. Nobody needs a cold cut sandwich right now. You know what I mean?
No, you need comfort food.
Yeah.
You need
bacon and eggs.
Yeah. You need grease. You need porridge. Yeah. A nice stew. Yeah. You need stick to your ribs.
Yeah, good stew.
We were asleep for like 8 hours.
Yeah, you got your full night rest.
How many hours is this mansion around?
24, I think.
24. Afterwards, if we are still in it and when it gets diminished, we would pop out and land on the ground outside. I can just walk outside, recast it, and come back in.
Oh.
When the 24 hours is up.
So I think you and I have to finish that spell.
Yes. I need the people who were there. So I need you and Arya and Rogar. And...
Tynalec.
Rasselins. Tynalec.
You'll have us for sure.
Who else would have been there?
That's here. Just us.
Okay.
Everyone else is gone.
Pox, but that's your book.
That's my book. Do we have anything from...
Ignis?
Ignis.
No, she didn't leave anything with you. No, she didn't give you anything. I don't believe she did. But you have all of your stuff. Like, his armor and his weapons were there. Rogar went and got his stuff. You'll have Arya's stuff. You'll have all of Brasslands' stuff.
Yeah. And him. So that's everything I need. What else do I need? Is there a place where Pox would be buried that I could get her body?
That's... Ooh. What? Are you saying that out loud? Are you saying that out loud?
I'm asking Rogar!
The cleric just glares. We're already fighting a Draco Lich. Let's calm it down.
Are you freaking freaking out about all the zombies.
Yes, I am freaking out about all the zombies. So now you know how I feel about the ghosts. I never judged you about the ghosts.
It's true, we never did. Fair enough. He's the one who never did.
Ashley's just sitting there with his fork hovering over his plate and a breakfast beer just going...
Staring at like...
Okay.
Alright, I'm going to ask Rogar again. Where is Hawks' body?
We never found... I'm so many voices.
Yeah.
We never found it.
Anything other than...
Actually, wait a minute. Book? No, I don't think they ever retrieved it.
They got her book off the battlefield because, hello, I'm holding it. But they never got her body.
Yeah, they never got her body.
I have a bit of an out-of-game question.
Sure.
The individual sitting on the throne of rubble.
Yes.
Who is that?
That's Ashheart. Ashheart the Merciless.
Ashheart?
Is what? The son of.
Son of.
Son of Goros. Yep. The one Goros left in charge of the material.
Goros was the one to originally kick everyone's ass. He was at that battle.
Oh, yeah.
So was Ashheart. So was Ashheart. We killed him. We killed Ashheart.
You killed Ashheart and Goros.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That party rolled deep.
Would
you guys are rolling deeper, but that party rolled deep.
Would Orchestrion sort of... Would he kind of put two and two together? That would just be common knowledge at this point?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You would know that Ashheart was there.
Okay. So Ashheart, he's in the same spot. I would go to Malady's like, well, you don't necessarily need Pox if you already have Ashheart. He's part of something that was there.
Oh, just, shit!
He is.
It doesn't have to be all good.
Oh, it's a really good point.
All of those individual things lower the DC.
Have you said Ignis's name out loud at all?
Probably.
Okay, so if so, what do, like, because my character would not have been around. So what do we know about Ignis?
She was the one who we fought with. We were in Ignis's camp when we first started Session 1.
Oh, that's right.
Ignis was our commander in the camp. She was the one who fought the Black Dragon and was trying to get us out.
It's a lot of names.
Yeah. Where is she now, then?
I think she's dead.
That's right.
Yeah.
She stayed.
No, she stayed with all the captives in the giant.
Black Key?
No.
Whatever that... Wherever we fought those two dragons.
Oh, yeah, fuck. She was in Blackgate, wasn't she?
Yeah, because after we killed Mimrina, as we were teleporting here to Dragonthrone,
I mean,
we saw Ling descending on...
Yeah.
That group.
Yeah.
Where is...
Ignis?
Ignis.
She died in Blackgate.
Died in Blackgate.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She stayed behind.
Are you sure she's dead?
Yeah, I would know, wouldn't I?
I mean, it happened off camera.
I'm saying it happened off book. That's what I'm saying.
Comic book death.
So I would, Orchestrion would, like I have this like sort of Rain Man looking at the toothpicks moment and go, wait a minute, you just need something that was there, Malady.
Yeah. I need something from her that was there, yeah. Every person.
The worm was there.
The worm.
The dickhead on the throne.
Dragon. Oh, the dickhead on the throne. You're right.
Isn't he something that was there?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You're welcome.
Thank you. Anything else? I'm going to ask Arya, and I'm going to ask Rogar and Tynalec. What else was there? Rack your brains.
I think you have everything.
Yeah?
You don't necessarily need everything. It's just everything that you can get lowers the DC.
I'm just imagining this walnut knocking around in Rogar's head.
All right, let's look. Let's get a pen. Who has a pen? You have a pen, Tommy? Thank you. So Rogar, his person, his
gear,
and his sword, right? Well, would that be three?
Yep, that's three. Oh.
Tynalec, his person.
Tynalec. His person, his armor.
His armor.
And Thomas.
Yep.
Thomas is with him, right?
Thomas is with him, yep. And you could even count his weapon.
I was just about to...
So...
Blunderbuss.
His... So... Okay, so that's four.
Oh, wait, no, he still has Blunderbuss, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So that's four for him.
Yep.
Okay. That's three for him.
Yep. For Rogar.
So you're up to seven.
Pox's book.
Eight.
Then your armor weapon.
Three for him. 11. Armor weapon. Arya.
Aria armor weapon. Armor so you're up to 14. Weapon. If you're in the place where it took where it or as or close to the place because those battlements may or may not be standing.
And Ash Heart.
Ash Heart himself.
Okay.
That's 15. The play if you can get
No, three, I have 16.
16, okay. That's good. Because I'm not going to tell you how high the DC is.
It says right here, 18. It says in the spell, DC 18.
Which spell?
The time travel spell.
I gave you the time travel
spell? Yes, you fucking did! I just
Or is that time scope?
Yeah, that's time scope.
That's not the time travel spell. You haven't finished the time travel spell yet.
You fuck not! I thought that was a time travel spell.
You
haven't spell.
Finished that time scope? That allows you to see through time. That doesn't allow you to travel through time.
Well, either That's way.
That's what I meant, that you and so, yours still have to finish the spell. You haven't finished it yet.
Okay! So I can lower the DC by 16, which means I could gather everybody around, hold everybody's hands, and go back in time and look and see what happened.
Could do that.
When I level. Because right now it's a level 8 spell.
Yeah, and you're level... Level 15 characters can cast level 8 spells. Like, have you ever played D&D before?
Shut up. Bryce, he's your friend. Alright, so we have 16 items. I think that's pretty good. Unless, the only thing I can think of is if we go by using these 16 items and I cast the spell to go and look and hear back in time and find a situation that's different.
It's almost like a practice run.
Yeah, but I actually don't think I need to be there. It says being in the physical location would lower the DC, but if I'm not there, I think I could still look at it.
Well,
it's just another element that I wouldn't have, but 16 is still better.
And your arcana is like all of it, right, babe?
Yeah, it's like 19.
Yeah, so this basically adds...
My spell save DC is a 19. I don't know what...
So this basically adds 35 to the roll. Your arcana plus the 16 items, you basically be rolling an arcana check to cast the spell plus 35.
Yeah.
So it'd be the dice plus 35.
All right, so this could be what we do. But I'm still not going
to tell you what the DC is.
This is what 50. I know, right? But I think it's worth trying to go back and look at that moment.
I don't see a problem with that.
Right?
Call it a practice run.
Yes.
Agreed.
Okay, is everybody well eaten? Everybody's had food? When I cast the spell, that's it. I'm going to be exhausted. I won't be able to cast the spell again for the rest of the day. So when I cast it, we'll view, and then we can just keep doing more research, and then I'll have to do another sleep, and then we could do it again tomorrow if we have another day.
We'll need some time to put together the resources for the actual plan anyway.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
like we can't just go. There. We're not just. He's not going to let us just march in.
Yeah,
we're going to need that. We're going to need to plan that.
Yeah. So. All right. So let's go and see what it used to look like.
Sure.
Sadly, it's just me, but I promise to take really good notes.
We have faith in you.
DM, are you ready for me to cast this spell?
Okay, you're casting time scope.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need Aria and Tinalek and Rogar and Yor all to gather around me with all their shit.
They're here. They'll take a few minutes and they'll gather.
Okay. And I need my guys here too.
Okay.
I don't know how you gather around me. I guess I gotta hold all your hands or some shit. Put your hands on my shoulder or something.
Okay.
Okay.
They form a prayer circle around you.
God, this is so awkward. Okay. So, 16. And what... You said spell... Say spell check, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spellcasting ability check. So what am I rolling on?
Intelligence. That? Your spellcasting ability is intelligence.
I am aware. What do you want? You want just a regular shoot?
Intelligence check, please.
And just an intelligence check. Well, that's not high. Can you guide me?
I don't think so, because
it's an ability check.
Yeah, but guidance works on skill checks, not ability.
Oh, fuck that. You can guidance her.
Oh, okay.
Fuck that shit. That's micromanaging... Bullshit.
So I thought it was only for like acrobatics, arcana, stuff like that.
Oh no, this is an ability check.
Okay.
Straight intelligence.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So then, yeah, guidance.
Aw, thanks. Hey, you. Can you sing me a little song?
Uh, I might also be...
Arctic Inspiration.
Thanks so much!
Do I
have... I think it's having the reverse effect. Oh, headed hand. Ooh.
Fuck. I don't have it. I thought I might have had
you
Bless.
You can just give me a high five.
I'll give you a high five.
Okay, thank you.
Bless actually wouldn't help.
Because that's
a tax and saving throws.
That's right, that's yeah. right.
Hold on, I'll roll. I'm going to roll with real life dice. Okay. Where's my fancy girl? There's my fancy girl. All right, here we go. Here we go. That sucked!
Okay. Plus, you've got all the stuff around you had, what, 14? Because you don't have Ashheart, you're not at the place.
True. So roll a d6. What's your...
It's got to be at least a d10, if not 12.
Yeah, it's a die. 1d12.
1d12? Holy moly.
Plus the d4 for...
Thank you. 12 plus 6.
18
plus 14.
32.
Yeah.
Okay.
That okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
I rolled a 5.
That'll do it.
Okay.
That'll do it. Time scope is easier than time travel.
Well, I wouldn't know that yet.
So you're going back to the moment.
I want to see the moment. I really want to see my aunt. I want to see when my aunt died. I want to see her last spell.
Okay. You feel this vacuum sensation as your consciousness is getting pulled through the time stream. And it is extremely disorienting, Melody. You've never felt a moment like this before. Mm-hmm. You've never felt magic course through you like this. This is beyond comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
As you feel yourself almost swimming through the void. And it's almost like you're inside of a bubble and you're looking outside of a lens. Mm-hmm. And through that lens, you see the Battle of Dragonthrone. And you see what Victoria saw that in that game 10 years ago, mm-hmm. primarily. With the difference being, well, you see Rogar take a shit ton of hits. Mm-hmm. Claw down, like, Goros is just chewing him up with the claw damage. And Rogar crumples and falls. Pox runs over, lays on top of him. And you see her cast... And Rogar, his eyes open with her still on top of him. And you see her go limp as she transferred her life into his. And off to the side, you see Yor running over. And at the last minute, Goros turns and hits him with his tail. Yor falls backwards and falls off the battlements. And falls about 20 feet down. And you feel yourself get sucked back. Unless you were hanging around to watch more. I forgot how long I wrote the spell lasts.
I don't remember. Let's check. Casting time, 10 minutes. Duration, 10 minutes.
Okay, so it lasts for 10 minutes.
While I'm there, I want to look and pay careful attention to any items or people that are around.
Okay.
I want to see where her body fell. How close is Ashheart?
Ashheart? He's a little further down the battlements. It's actually hard to see him. You kind of saw him swoop into in and out of frame.
Okay. Do I see... I want to hang around for 10 minutes, and I want to see if I can find out if anyone moves her body.
Okay. After the battle is lost, once it's obvious, it was actually the queen at the time, Queen Rosamund Blackforge, the queen of Dragonthrone, who surrendered, seeing that her city was falling. And right before the spell ends... You see Goros grab Pox's body, and he roars with her in his mouth. That's the last thing you see.
Give me back my body.
She got 8.
She got 8, huh? Can we see where he went to the bathroom? No, I'm being realistic here!
That's one big pile of shit.
I was little. Okay, I will, I'll pull myself out of it. I will... describe everything to everybody here with as much tact as possible for the people who are actually there and saw it. I'm going to go to Yor. I'm going to put my hand on his chest and I'm going to say, I know you tried and I know that you were unable to, and it wasn't your fault. You were hit, and you were hit hard. You're not to blame. It's a battle.
Maybe one day I'll actually believe it.
Okay,
so on your agenda for today,
Now that I guess I don't know how much Malady knew, but now that we feel confident in everything, we're going to sit and we're just going to try to hammer out that spell.
Okay.
If there's any other spellcasters that want to come and join us, eat.
Okay. Anything in particular the three of you were doing?
So, I think I'll wait until... I'm not sure. I'm not sure how you want to play this. So, I guess I can talk to you outside of game.
Okay.
Because basically, so what I'd like to do is once we get a time and place... Well, we have the place. Once we get the time, pardon the pun, that we want to do this, I want to contact the Crystal Dragonborn and try to get some of them to join the battle.
Okay. How would Zarkon go about this?
That's what I want to talk to you about. Because Basically it came up... I don't know the physical mechanism that I really took to get here from where like we're holed up at. I just kind of said that I did. I'm not sure if it's like, do I need a teleportation circle? Do I need like
you're a way of... basically just kind of like sent here by your god.
Okay.
Well, do you think like you traveled here from like...
Because I thought...
ET style?
Well, that's kind of like... That's what I wanted to discuss. Because basically like... The way that I kind of thought my original backstory was that the Crystal Dragonborn left the plane kind of when things were starting to go downhill. And I did the whole, like, Jor-El thing, saying, like, no, Garros really needs to be defeated because just because we're not there doesn't mean he can't find us. He's way too powerful.
Okay.
They didn't believe me. So I came here kind of like, you know, Jor-El, be reasonable. And I was like, okay, well, I'm out. If you won't handle this, I will.
Okay, we've already established that variations on teleportation magic exist in this world, such as the pod that you took to get from Blackgate to here.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy. One existed in your world.
Okay.
Some sort of travel spell or that's a variation on the teleport spell.
Okay.
You would have been able to take that magically transported you here. That's... We're dealing with fucking time travel. That's easy as hell.
Yeah, so that's basically what I would want to do. I would want to get... You know, once we get a time established, because I don't want any shenanigans of, like, the message getting intercepted or anything like that, I would want to contact my people and try to convince them to join in the fight.
Okay, how are you contacting them?
Well, if we have that circle, I would just teleport there.
Okay.
And then try to teleport back.
Okay. So you're going to teleport home. For a council meeting.
Yes, essentially.
Okay.
We're essentially an untouched population from the war, so we're fresh. If I can get us to join, that's going to be significant. Might not be enough to win, but it'll be significant.
Okay.
I would go around this little Terminator 2 Judgment Day Fallout thing that we got going. All
right.
And Orchestrion would be trying to raise the spirits of whoever is around. Like, this is the last stand. This is it.
Okay.
We're done. And it's like, I'm just trying to raise spirits. I'm trying to make, show face. Maybe I find Derek, whatever kids he's playing with. It's like, oh, did you get a good meal? Give a couple of gold coins. It's probably meaningless now.
Okay.
What's gold to them? Do a couple of magic tricks. Sing a couple of songs.
Okay.
You know, just go around just to get people... motivated.
Okay.
Because one way or the other, they're going to have to be in it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess Ashley's going to join him. And,
okay.
You know, be your second or something. You know, your magician's assistant.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay. Jor-El type council home.
Trying to figure out the somatic components to my spell.
To the time travel spell. And...
shaking hands. And kissing babies.
Okay. And rallying.
Yeah.
All right, we'll pause there.